St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong.
It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Everything and anything, pushed everyone away. Oh, what I wanna know, what I wanna know, what I wanna know. How you feel today, how you feel today. Would you change it all in the blink of an eye? All you ever think about in the dark, and she cried. Been running around in this box. Can't find the door, can't pick the locks. Pushed everyone away. Oh, what I wanna know, what I wanna know, what I wanna know. How you feel today, how you feel today. Would you change it all in the wink of an eye? All you ever think about in the dark is you sigh. Spent a long time looking back. Can't hide the truth, can't change the fact. Pushed everyone away. Oh, what I wanna know, what I wanna know, what I wanna know. How you feel today, how you feel today. Would you wish it back in a wink of an eye? All you ever think about in this life, the day that you die. Too many things, took everything and anything, pushed everyone away. But what I wanna know, how you feel today. Would you change it all in the blink of an eye? All I ever think about in the dark, as I cry. You wouldn't want too many things.
How about a little music to open up your night? And we're going to preview an event coming to the Penn Theater and talk to one of the performers that you'll get an opportunity to see. And it might just happen to be that person you just listened to. Welcome to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, presented by Shady Lady Productions. And our opening segment brought to you by The Meat Locker Recording Studio. It is Grassroots for your Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Thank you for what you do and who you are. And I'll send a happy anniversary wish out to my wife and thank her for being a great mom, too. So
there you go.
A lot going on a Sunday in May, Utah Burgess. Welcome to our grassroots show here.
Yeah, there's a lot going on at the meat locker, too, so they're staying pretty busy down there. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures of people sitting behind guitars and things like that, so sounds like there's going to be some music coming our way.
Yeah, I think Parabellum is pretty close to wrapping up some songs they got going on there, so I'm sure we'll be spinning that soon. And, of course, Jennifer Lynn Baker, she's got a bunch of songs coming out of there, and had Jimmy Levere back in there with some stuff. I know Rumble's still playing there. And then you told me that Jim's going to provide a song again for the winner of the Grassy Award this year, which is pretty cool.
He's done this many, many years that we've had our grassroots little opportunity for folks to be nominated for kind of the song of the year, if you will, or a favorite of fans or you or I, and the way it's built. And we gather that list usually in the month of May, or start to finalize here real quick, and throw it out for consumption for the month of July for people to vote on. So we will be finalizing lists here before you know it.
Yeah, but it's only a little more than a month away. A month and a half away.
And we announced that winner at the band jam, and that winner will have an opportunity to go down and have a fully completed song recorded by Jim Harpell at the Meat Locker Recording Studio. Thanks again, Jim, for doing that. But yeah, as you said, Jalen is working on some material down there, and she's going to be part of a really cool evening that is coming up on Friday night of this week at the historic Penn Theater, Main Street, downtown Butler. They're calling it a women's acoustic collective that is going to feature Jennifer Lynn Baker, Chrissy Joe, who is part of Appalachian Honey, and we just previewed them just over a week ago for the band jam, and the remarkably talented Lori Russo. What a fun night this will be. Get yourself a table and sit down and enjoy the evening. I guess Anna Marie's Winery is going to be a part of this, too. So it's going to be a nice evening to just come down and chill out on a Friday night.
Well, maybe we ought to let Jay Lynn tell us about it.
Well, yes, indeed, Jennifer Lynn Baker. Why don't we talk about this wonderful evening of music that is going to be happening at the Penn Theater this week. This sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it, and really glad to be back at Penn Theater. I think this is like my fourth time. I've had some amazing opportunities thanks to Cook McCoy in Utah, and we did a little acoustic Valentine's Day thing. So this is going to be really exciting with some fantastic female musicians, also accompanied by some other folks. So we're going to have Chrissy Joe and Damon Dosh from Appalachian Honey. They're going to do a set. And then I am going to do a set with Mike Cabellis on guitar and accompanied by Leslie Dolman, which are beautiful backing vocals. And then we're going to have our third set with Lori Russo, hometown favorite. She's just a phenomenal vocalist, and she'll be playing bass with Kelly Parker on percussion and Evan Balzer on guitar. He's from New York. And you can catch Lori Russo with the Uppercuts, and they are all over the place. She was in a blues challenge and just really so talented. And she's also a music teacher down in Pittsburgh in the public school. And I think she's getting ready to retire this year. So maybe she'll have some more time to get out and do some more performing for everybody. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, known Lori a long time, and the music she's been involved in. I mean, even going back to our very first Colgate Country Showdown, Lori showed up and sang in that. But she was in a jazz group years ago, and just loved the material that she'd put out with, I think, Frank Cunamundo.
Yeah,
that was really cool. Just different, you know, showed you the diversity of her vocals. So this is going to be a great night of vocals. I mean, there are some beautiful voices that you mentioned there, you yourself included. So this is exciting. And people, can they get tickets at the Penn or just come to the show?
They can do both. They can go to thepenntheater.org for tickets, and there are all kinds of different ways. You can get a table. You can get into the individual general admission. So go there. You can get them at the door as well. This will be May 16th from 8 to 10, and that's the first Foodie Friday and Moon Market down in Butler as well. So come on down early. Like, I think it's kicked off 5:30. They have food trucks and vendors. Grab something to eat, and then head on over to the Penn Theater.
Great way to spend a little bit of time in downtown Butler, and you'll have a great time doing it and hear some awesome music at the same time.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. And then we're going to come out and we're going to do a little finale with all of us. So, you know, it should be a great way to wrap up the evening.
Well, you definitely won't want to miss that. So it's exciting. It's a Women's Acoustic Collective coming up Friday night, May 16th. And it's all happening at the Penn Theater in downtown Butler. And I've been hearing these strong rumors that there's some material, speaking of the Meat Locker recording studio, coming out that is going to involve one Jennifer Lynn Baker. Is that rumor true?
That is very true. Finally, it's happening. I've been a little slow on the move there. But, yeah, thank you so much to Shady Lady and Utah and Meat Locker and Chris Compton, Mike Cabellis, for getting in there and helping me lay down some of my original music. I'm really excited about that, too. It's going to be great.
Well, we can't wait to hear it. We just heard a Jay Lynn song kicking things off for the
I was just at the Meat Locker, and he hasn't told you yet that the drive got wiped out?
Uh-oh.
Nah, you're funny.
He's pulling
you're lucky I've known you long enough.
He's pulling an April Fool's joke in May.
Yeah, I've already had a cup of coffee, so I'm on to you.
Well, ironically, coming out of this interview visit here, we're going to play Lori Russo, See Me Cry. So.
Oh, there you go. And I want to also give a big shout out to Anne-Marie Winery. They have such amazing food and wine out there. So maybe go out there and have some dinner before you come in and check out, you know, Noon Market and stuff, and then head to the Penn Theater. So thank you to those folks over there, too.
It sounds like a fun time in Butler, Pennsylvania.
And wait, let me think. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just want to also thank Tim for running the sound there, too. He does a great job, and all the folks at the Penn Theater as well. So didn't mean to cut you off, Bob.
Nope. Hey, all about it. And love the fact that we're talking about music at the Penn Theater. Isn't that cool?
It is really cool. Yeah. And thank you guys so much for everything you do. You know, I love you bunches, and band jams just around the corner. I can't wait to spend some time with y'all.
Awesome. Jennifer Lynn Baker, have a great show, and we're going to play some Lori Russo and hear the wonderful vocals of Chrissy Joe with Appalachian Honey coming up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Thank you, guys.
Every time I find someone who touches my heart, I should know.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit MeatLockerRecording.com. It's time to crank up the heat. fire up those grills because it's grilling season, baby. It's time to head to Bros' Superette for only the freshest burgers, hot dogs, steaks, and ribs, and chicken too. Pair your flame grilled favorites with one of their amazing homemade sides like coleslaw, potato salad, or pasta salad. Bros' Superette at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill, right on the price, and putting the tasty meats on your grill.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. In this segment of our show, being brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee Service and their four locations. Of course, one of our Band Jam sponsors, they're helping to present the Friday morning center stage spotlight, where you can tune in and hear one of the acts that you'll get to see in August at Cooper's Lake.
And of course, you'll get to see Barry's band, The Rumble, at the Band Jam again this year because they are the reigning Grassy Award-winning band.
That's right. So, yeah, you haven't heard them on the preview yet because we're kind of holding them back till we announce Grassy time. So, but anyway, The Rumble, king of everything, are the reigning Grassy Award.
There's a strategy, Bob. We have a strategy.
Well, that was... That's the lone strategy that I put together all year so far. How about that?
There you go.
But some fun stuff. And you can check out thebandjam.com for more information on that. I want to welcome in musician Jeff Hartz to our show here tonight on the Grassroots Show. Jeff, welcome to our program.
Well, thanks for having me, Bob.
Give us a little background of yourself, where you're from.
Well, I'm born and raised in Cheswick, Pennsylvania. Moved all the way to Springdale, about a half a mile away by the Crow. Been there for 36 years. I started playing music 1982. I think I bought my first guitar. Hadn't had a clue on how to play anything. But my brother wanted to go to buy a guitar. And I'm like, well, it sounds like a good idea. So we called the local music store, pianos and stuff at the time. And they were closing at 4. It was 10 till, and we were about 15, 20 minutes away. So he said, would you stay open if we bought a couple of guitars? And they said, yeah. So we went down. My brother knew exactly what he wanted, but I hadn't had a clue.
Yeah.
So I ended up buying an Ovation, which I played to death after learning. I'm basically self-taught. I learned from a lot of friends that eventually all moved away. So I was kind of in the dark. But I kept plugging away and started writing songs in 2000. I just hacked around for a while. I never played out. Played a New Year's party at my house for 20-some years. It's actually 30-some years now. And I did my first open stage with two friends of mine. And I thought I was going to die that day. Sweating, heart palpitations. I ended up at the doctor the next day, actually, or 2 days later, because it was still going on. And she came out and said, well, Mr. Hartz, your heart is stopping. We're going to send you home. And I'm like, what? You know, she says, you're just anxiety or whatever. It'll go away. And it did. But I got to tell you, that was the best thing I ever did in my life, was breaking that cherry, so to speak.
Yeah.
There were only five people in the bar at the time. I knew the bartender and the other two guys, but I didn't know the other two people, but I was just so nervous. But it was the best thing I ever did.
Yeah.
And here I am today on 97 Rock.
There you go.
That's where I first met you, was an open mic at Haynes Tavern. Bruce was hosting those. That was a long time ago.
Yes, it was.
20 years ago, maybe. Long time ago.
At least. Yeah. A lot of smoke in that bar.
Yes, and low ceilings.
Yeah. I didn't hit my head, but I could have.
So you overcame that fear, and you kind of proved to yourself that, yeah, I can do this.
You know, it's funny. My brother never did play music.
No?
No. Well,
he was the one that encouraged you to go get
a guitar. And he knew what guitar he wanted.
Well, you know, that's a long story, too, but... You know, he had to quit playing for a while because his wife smashed his guitar on the curb.
Oh, okay.
and I was there to see it happen. I was like, what? Are you kidding me? It was a big body Cortez guitar. Sounded nice, man.
Yeah.
But, that was the end of his playing for a little while.
Wow.
And it might have been the end of his playing forever. I don't know.
Yeah.
He still tinkers, I'm sure.
Yeah. So who influenced you? What kind of, what led you to write like you do?
Actually, I don't know what got me started writing. I just, well, the open mics, I was doing them every week. And every week, and I see people going up, and I was playing cover tunes. And some people started playing their own, and I was like, maybe I could do that. And so I took a stab at it, and I was playing them at the open mics, and it got to the point where I was writing like 2 songs a week. Not number one hits, of course, but I just kept at it and kept at it and kept at it. I'm still doing open mics to this day because I, you know, I don't want to forget where I came from.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it got me where I'm at.
Yeah.
And running into certain people in my lifetime,
mm-hmm.
you know, the likes of Utah.
Yeah. Making connections.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
It's all about connections.
That's cool. That's cool. We're visiting with Jeff Hartz here tonight, and we're going to talk to him about writing some material that he's actually recording, because you primarily, that's what you've been doing with your career to this point. You've not recorded anything. You've just been playing
just
a
been
lot of stuff out live. And
yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Have you ever recorded any of that live just for fun and
to
review?
No, I have not. Yeah. I just, you know, well, when you're playing out in the local bars and stuff, it's a little bit noisy, and I don't even like when people do it and post it, like, on Facebook.
Because
all the background noise just doesn't do it justice.
Yeah, yeah. So where are some of the places you like to play? Is there a frequent stop that you enjoy the most?
I don't have any. I used to play a lot at the Wooden Door Winery in Vandegrift, and he had a place in Allegheny Township. Played there a lot. I've played the grill in Freeport, Corner Tavern in Freeport. I do a lot of open mics. I play some retirement homes,
mm-hmm.
which I really enjoy doing that, because I'm hoping if I ever end up there, and I don't want to, that somebody will be doing that for me.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah. I'm sure they embrace that quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. They look forward to it, and so do I.
Yeah. Good stuff. You're going to do a song called Say I Love You. Tell us about that song.
Well, it's funny. When I met my wife, she was actually dating a friend of mine at the time. And when she turned around to introduce herself, I was in the back seat. She was in, as soon as she turned around, that was it for me. So, you know, a lot of my music is inspired around her. Of course, she got me to learn my first song ever. So I just started plucking around with some chords and throw out a couple babbles. Next thing you know, I had a verse and then a verse and then a little bit more and then a chorus. And it just kind of evolved into what it is. You know, just say I love you, man.
Good stuff.
Got to say it enough.
You still friends with a friend?
Well, we are, but I haven't seen him in, I don't know, a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, he had since married, had a couple kids, you know.
Yeah.
He did okay.
It worked out in the end.
Yeah.
What was the song she made you learn? Do you remember that?
I do not. I do not remember that. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that's cool. Jeff Hartz, this is Say I Love You, live in the studio on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Things I want to say, say I love you. In the days ahead as I lie in bed and think of all the things we said, all the things we like to do. With you in mind I leave behind the empty days and wasted time, people that I thought I knew. 'Cause I love you. You tell me that you love me, show me that you care. I'll tell you that I love you and I love you anywhere. Well, I'll give you all that I can give as long as I'm about to live. All I wanna hear you say, say I love you. You're the one that makes me right. Now it's time to spend my life with you. Cause I love you. We've been together for a while, and every day you make me smile, send me on my way. It seems my life is really sweet. You in it, it's all complete. When I hear you say I love you. When you tell me that you love me, show me that you care. I'll tell you that I love you, and I'll love you anywhere. Well, I'll give you all that I could give, long as I'm about to live. All I wanna hear you say. Say I love you. When I was a young boy, barely out of school, I lost my father for good. He taught me how to walk and when to run. When your back's against the wall, stand your ground. I wanna turn back the clock. I got you in my mind, and I'd like to see you just one more time. One more time. We never talked that much. I didn't know what to say, but by the end of the day, you showed me right from wrong and what not to do, instilling pride in me through and through, yeah. I wanna turn back the clock. I got you in my mind, and I'd like to see you just one more time. One more time. Oh. Oh, 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 yeah. We never played that much. You didn't have the time, but you were good, always good friend of mine, yeah. I wanna turn back the clock. I got you in my mind, and I'd like to see you just one more time. One more time, just one more time, just one more time.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs. BuildTheScene.com, created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our local music show, Grassroots, here tonight on The Rock Station, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Big thank you to Bros's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue in Butler, overlooking the beautiful city of Butler, presenting this segment of our show. And we just heard going into the break, just one more time from Mr. Jeff Hartz, who is our special guest on the Grassroots Show here tonight. Tell us about just one more time.
Well, I was sitting around again, just plugging away, and thought about my dad, who I lost like the day before graduating high school. And I just somehow or another it morphed out of that. I mean, you know, I thought about how he taught me how to walk and that kind of stuff, and just it just all came together from there. And you know, I played that song to a couple people so far, and, well, a bunch of people, but two of them actually broke down crying. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
It's like, are you kidding me? But, you know, it just evolved from that. I mean, some of it's fiction, some of it's not, you know, and it's just the way music is, I guess. But that's kind of how it started. I just started thinking about my old man from, he'd been dead 40, going on 49 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
But it's something everybody can identify with. We've all been in that moment, and you remember your dad, and you'd just like to have one more little visit with him.
Just one more time, man. Yeah. I've got a few things I need to say.
I bet he would be pretty proud that you wrote a song about him, and probably amazed that you are playing music.
I think so.
Yeah.
I didn't have a guitar when he was alive.
No. Yeah. Nobody musical in your family outside of the inspiration your brother had to go get a guitar?
I understand my mother used to play a little steel guitar, but never seen her do it.
Okay.
You know, with three boys in the house, she didn't have time.
Yeah.
We kept her hopping.
You mentioned that you play in a band, too. Still active with that today? You've been doing that for a while?
Yeah, the River Band.
Okay.
Or it's a local band. Most of us are from Springdale, but one guy was from Laurelboro. He was our drummer for almost 20 years, and he ran into some health issues, and we...
It's all that traveling. All that traveling from Lower Pearl to Springdale.
Yeah. Actually, we did most of our practicing over that way. But, God love him. He's a good friend, but, ran into some health issues.
So what style of music do you play up the river? It sounds a little folky, bluegrassy country.
We call ourselves Newgrass.
Okay.
You know, we play a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Rock, country, bluegrass.
Nice blend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been fun for a long time. 20-some years now we've been together.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. You've talked about recording some material, and you've been working on one song. Tell us about that process and where you've been doing it.
Well, a friend of mine, Paul Peterson, Big House Pete, he invited me over. He said, he invited me over many times, and I finally took him up on it. And I didn't realize we were going to be in such a confined area. But and we just started plugging away a Say I Love You song. And it was pretty cool, actually. I never figured out how it would turn out. And he sent it on my phone. Sounded good on the phone. So we'll see how it plays out, but... We're almost done with it.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to master it pretty soon, and maybe I'll put it out there. Who knows?
There you go. Yeah.
I know a station that'll probably play it.
Really?
Yeah. Just send it in.
I hope you tell me.
Oh, yeah. Now that you know there's a radio show.
Yeah. Well, I did know. I just...
Well, we just had to get you in here so you could see it. That's it. You know.
Yeah.
So any plans to do any more of that, or is it just step by step? Yeah, do you want to do a full kind of EP kind of thing?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's pretty exciting now.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to get together this coming week. Well, this week.
Okay.
You know, his wife's away for a while. We're going to take advantage of the situation. Yeah, so.
Good. Have some fun things coming up. You have an event that you're going to be promoting?
Well, we do. I'm part of the Allegheny Valley Hope Association, which was formed about a little over nine years ago. Some of the local people had noticed that we're having a little drug problem, and we were losing some young kids to overdose. And we got together and decided to see if we can do something about that and help the kids along and maybe give them some educational. Saltworks Theater was a big part of what we did early on. We brought them to the grade school. They put on little plays about bullying. They did that at the high school too, and we went to the high school level with drug addiction and where it starts, how it progresses, and where it might end. So it was pretty cool. That's what basically started us, and then COVID hit. We took a hiatus, and then we lost some members. And then we just got recently back together. We're putting on a fundraiser at the Springdale Veterans Association. We're going to have live acoustic music with J&J Acoustic, Miss Freddie, The Shiners, Big House Pete, and The Lost Boys are going to be our entertainment for the day. It'll be from, the doors will open at noon. We're going to go till 6. There'll be basket raffles, 50-50s. There will be some food available for purchase and drinks at the bar provided by the Veterans Association. So, again, that'll be May 18th.
Okay.
Doors open at 12. All right, everybody's welcome.
Sounds like a fun day and lots of great music.
Yeah, certainly will be.
So May 18th. All right, coming up right around the corner. Well, a tribute to the efforts that you're making in helping, and hopefully that continues to rebuild strong after the COVID downfall.
Yeah, we've got some good people on board now.
Good.
It's working out.
Good to hear that. And I'm sure you'll continue to play out and about, and we'll keep eyes out and ears on the radio. I know we've heard you mentioned on our general concert calendar, thanks to Shady Lady a bunch of times. So always fun to follow that.
I do put out my stuff on Facebook, where I'm playing, when I'm playing.
Okay.
I don't have anything on Facebook. Just where I'm playing.
Just where you're going to be. But you can follow Jeff Hartz and find out where he's going to be coming up. And wish you the best of luck with the progressions here, especially with the recording. We'll be anxious to hear that recorded piece, too.
Yeah, I'm anxious myself.
Tell us about To Get On Back. That's going to be the next song you're going to do live in the studio. And this is an old one for you. You wrote this quite a while
back. Yeah, it was one of the first songs I ever wrote. I was actually, it was a Saturday afternoon. I had the Bush race from Talladega, was on the television. And the, my granddaughter, she was 8 at the time, she's 30 now, walked in the door with a friend, said, "Hey, Pap, we're going to walk the track." And I said, "Okay, just be careful crossing the street." And then when they left, the dog was pacing back and forth in front of the door. And we had two dogwoods outside, and they were blooming. So a lot of this stuff is in the song. And like I mentioned to you before, I played it at Nashville at an open mic night. And when I was done, one of the guys came up to me and said, "That was interesting, but where's your bridge?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. What's a bridge? I live in Pittsburgh. There's 100 different kind of bridges." So he said, "You know, where the song takes off in a different direction, wraps back around, and comes back to the song." And I said, "Oh, interesting." So I took that song home. I dropped the verse, added a bridge. So, and you know, then the grandkids came back, and I, well, when they left, I said I could probably write a new song before they get on back. So that's how I titled the song.
There you go. Yeah. It's a really cool story. So what prompted you to go to Nashville? Was that just another step that you, you had a desire to play on a stage down there?
A good friend of mine that I met in college. I was the first one there. He was the second one to show up. We've been friends ever since for 40-some years now. He's a consummate musician, very talented and very disciplined, I would say.
Okay.
So he taught me a lot, too. But we just decided, me and the wife and him and his wife, would go to Nashville. So we ended up playing. You know, it was funny. Nashville was a ghost town when we got there.
Yeah.
There was like three bars open on Broadway. We were playing out on the street. And we went again here 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, and it was it's a zoo.
Yeah, circus now.
Yeah, I mean, every bar was open, all three floors, and people everywhere. It was crazy, and we couldn't play on the street.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, we ran into a guy on the street, and he took us around Nashville, you know, and took us to some places to play. So we played, and I did an open mic. I did two open mics while we were there.
Cool.
Interesting how they do it. You know, they put up five musicians at a time. Bang, 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 bang. Next. Had 30 or 40-some people in line. So that's basically how I ended up in Nashville the first time, and then we just went back.
Cool.
So
cool. Tell us, too, you're going to do a song called I Know, following To Get On Back. Tell us about that song.
I don't even know where that one came from. I was just, my friend from college sent me a chord progression. Mm-hmm. He said, "Here, mess around with this because I don't hear too many people doing this progression." I said, "Okay, I'll give it a shot." And I did. And I just started playing it back and forth. And again, you put out some babble before you end up with a word and then a verse. So it just kind of went from there. I have no mental thing as to how it came to it. Just came.
It just
happened. That's how it happens. I mean, it just comes to you, I guess.
And it's a cool chord progression. We got to hear it, so we're going to spin it for the folks out there.
Cool.
Well, Jeff, it was a pleasure to have you in the studio here tonight.
Yeah, pleasure to be here.
And wish you the best. And folks, keep in mind that May 18th, that will be at the Springdale Veterans.
Springdale Veterans Association, 1151 Pittsburgh Street, Springdale.
Okay. Stop on by for some great music and support the cause.
Should be a good time.
Well, thanks for coming in tonight.
I appreciate it, Bob. Thanks for having me. Yep.
Jeff Hartz, To Get On Back, and I Know, right now on The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions, here on The Rock Station 97.7.
All the grandkids went to walk the track. or I'll write a new song before they get on back. I'm watching the races on the TV. The dog's pacing back and forth, waiting for the kids to get on back. Get on back. The weather's changing, the flowers in bloom. Oh, I just noticed the dog needs a groom. I'm watching the races on the TV. Dogs pacing back and forth, waiting for the kids to get on back. Get on back. All this time I thought that they left me all alone. And I knew deep in my heart that they'd be back home. Be back home. Well, it looks like the kids are on their way. Seems they only ran round once today. I'm watching the races on the TV. The dog's pacing back and forth, waiting for the kids to get on back. To get on back. Get on there for a while, and I knew right then and there. Now here's a girl not to be with. I sat down with her and talked for a while. It didn't take me long, she's making me smile. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. She was again. Eyes gleaming full of high energy. I had to have her sitting right next to me to give a chance to make her see that I know it happened for a reason. And I know it's not just for pleasing. And I know I'll be making her mine, cause she just came along right in time. I know happened for a reason. And I know it's not just a pleasing. And I know I'll be making her mine, cause she just came along right in time to give a chance to make her mine. And I know it happened for a reason. And I know so pleasing, and I know I'll be making her mine. Oh, she just came along right in time. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's time to crank up the heat. Fire up those grills, because it's grilling season, baby. It's time to head to Bros' Superette for only the freshest burgers, hot dogs, steaks, and ribs, and chicken, too. Pair your flame-grilled favorites with one of their amazing homemade sides, like coleslaw, potato salad, or pasta salad. Bros' Superette, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill, right on the price, and putting the tasty meats on your grill. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On our general concert calendar, hey, the Quality Life Services Summer Concerts coming back to Shikora again this year. These are fun, free concerts several Thursdays throughout your summer to have some fun and listen to some great local music. Bring a chair. It's free of charge. Quality Life Services 160 Medical Center Road at Shikora kicks off on Thursday, June 26th. With Washboard, Tony, and Rob. Always a fun time to see those guys from 6 to 8 p.m. Noble Hops will be there on July 31st. And Gary Burke III on August 28th. That's at Quality Life Services, Shakur. 2B's Acoustic are headed to the Vine at Generosta in Warrendale Friday night, May 16th from 6:30 to 9:30. Then they'll be at Tortured Souls Brewing Company in New Kensington Saturday the 17th from 7 to 10. Don't forget as well the 7th Annual Music for the Cure, Circle the Calendar, featuring the Double Hops and the Ragged Company, 124 Maple Road, Carn City, the beautiful Blueberry Hill Sessions. August 9th is the day. The Rock Done Right Tour heads to May 31st for the Butler County Veterans in Need and their concert beginning at 2 o'clock at their facility, North Main Street Extension. Still undecided, the band. Jennifer Lynn Baker, Noble Hops, Parabellum will be there. And, of course, they'll have a ride that morning starting at the Lindor American Legion, all in memory of John Cyprian. Also, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Make sure you're getting your tickets. TheBandJam.com. Coopers Lake, August 21st through 23rd.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs. BuildTheScene.com, created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Back for our final segment of the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. And we thank our special guests tonight, Mr. Jeff Hartz. Good to hear him perform live in the studio. And Jennifer Lynn Baker doing the big preview of that big show at the Penn Theater this Friday night. Make sure you get down and check that out. It's going to be some remarkable vocals by Jay Lynn and Lori Russo and Chrissy Joe. It ought to be a fun night. Of course, our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival back in August.
check out thebandjam.com. And some exciting news with some new added sponsors in as well, including the folks that are involved with Band Together Pittsburgh, helping to become a stage sponsor, along with Diamond Joe's Five Star Hoagies. And they're on North Main Street Extension, just north of the Clearview Mall. You have that big flea market area there, and they're kind of set up in there. But Diamond Joe's back, and they're going to be sponsoring the stage. And there's some exciting news surrounding the stage. There's going to be a little bit of a different configuration this year, Utah.
Yeah, there is. If you've been to the Band Jam in the past, you know, we've done that. We've used the stage that's kind of in that natural amphitheater there. And we've loved it there, enjoyed it there, but we've decided it's time to move to a different location there at Cooper's Lake Campground. So we're going to be right over the hill and bring in a stage in for the event. And I think it's going to make a little bit easier for people to sit around and be able to view the show and be a little more comfortable, because we've kind of filled the bowl and we need some more room, and we need people to be a little more comfortable. So, you know, keep that in mind. Bring a pop-up tent and your pop-up chair, and you'll be a lot more comfortable.
Yeah. It'll be a kind of a more open area where that hillside becomes difficult to sit on. You really can't put anything on it. And that's become an issue with everything kind of filling up around it. And then folks filling in down on the bottom too, but then people like to spread out. And this will be a lot more even, so a lot more accessibility, I think.
Yeah, I think so as well. So we're going to give that a shot this year. And hey, we appreciate our sponsors, because they help make this possible. Bringing in a mobile stage is certainly an additional cost on top of the security costs we've now had to take on due to certain attendees and things like that. So it just keeps getting more and more expensive every year. So thank you to our sponsors. Because local music, it's a vital part of our community. You've listened to this show for any length of time, you know what an integral part of our community local music is. So the people who step up and help us keep this show going and put that spotlight on these tremendous artists is fantastic. And, you know, just like Jeff Hart's talking about, the Hope benefit that they have coming on May 18th, that's a benefit, you know, and musicians donate their time and talents to so many causes. And I don't really hear a lot of people woo-hooing and doing the pom-poms for musicians, you know, for what they give back to the community. So, yeah. Again, really appreciate the sponsors who climb on board with this and help us out with it, because it's a much-needed thing in our community.
Yeah, and it's a fun kind of weekend. You can make it a getaway weekend if you'd like, because Cooper's Lake does provide camping opportunities. That is a separate charge through them, but you can find out more at thebandjam.com. There is an entry ticket needed to be on the grounds, and you can buy the whole weekend pass, which is basically Friday, Saturday, or you can just buy one of those days if that's what you need. And if you don't want to camp or don't have that ability, you can come and go as you please. But the Thursday night that kicks off, brought to you by Ram Automotive, is the singer-songwriter in the round. And that is free of charge for anybody to come out, pop in, and bring a chair, wheel in a cooler, sit down, listen to five musicians tell their story, how they've crafted songs. And that will be performed on the new stage as well. You're going to move that?
I'm not 100% sure on that yet. Okay. But yeah, that's always an event that just continues to grow. And this is a family-friendly event, too, because kids 17 and under are free. So we want you to bring the kids out. We want to come out and enjoy the atmosphere that is Cooper's Lake, the atmosphere that is local music. It's going to be a good time.
Also joining in on the sponsorship, Drusky Entertainment back. They've been on it every year since year number one. KEI Dumpster Rental, Quality Life Services on board as well. We appreciate them. And of course, they've got some fun summertime concerts happening as well, again, like they've been doing for a number of years. Liberty Corner Tavern down in Freeport, along with Jazz's Rock and Road Show, that is part of Music from the 412. You can watch it on there. Music from the 412 itself, Build the Scene and Mr. Bill Damiano, Scarfire Media and the remarkable Megan Pennington, all going to be a part of sponsorships this year, and we appreciate it. And if you're a vendor or would like to be out there, you can probably find some folks like Guitars for Vets out there, and I'm sure Butler County Veterans in Need and a lot more, but you can be a part of it as well. Just reach out to Shady Lady Productions or here at us at the radio station. We'd love to add you to the sponsor list, or if you want to be a vendor, now's the time to get in because Band Jam is right around the corner, August 21st through 23rd.
It is, and keep tuning into the Rock Station on Friday mornings about, I say you want to tune in about 7:30. Then you can catch the whole sports report with Bob, and then he'll start talking about the Band Jam and feature an artist that day. So that's a good time to be. You should be tuned in all the time, but, you know, if your time is limited, and you can make sure you get in on Friday, 7:30 a.m.
Yeah, thanks to Cummings Candy and Coffee, one of our Band Jam sponsors. They present the center stage at the Band Jam Spotlight each and every Friday morning, so we appreciate them. Let's get into some music to wrap things up. We want to thank Daily Tire and Auto. We're out to 308 and Boyers, along with Build the Scene, helping to present this segment of our show and being a part of the sponsorship here. And let's dig out some Megan. What do you think?
Yeah, let's throw on a song of hers called Believe Me. That's Moonshine Jasmine. That's her band there. And, of course, she's one of the sponsors, as you had mentioned, Scarfire Media. So, go Megan. Believe me.
Yeah, and this is a song we've been playing on WBUT, Butt Kicking Country. She kind of did a little dive into some country stylings, too. Hey, let's dig out a song. I was going to play. We're going to play a new song that is out from a band called Drawn from Apathy. It's led by Rob Manor from Beaver County, and his wife is part of the group as well. But I was going to play a new song, but then I came across an old song that Mark Ponsonby had pulled up. He's, of course, of the Borstal Boys, but he does the vocals on this tune, so we'll kind of go old before we go new down the road. But Drawn from Apathy, a song called Coming Undone, and guest vocals by Mark Ponsonby. Some great stuff here tonight on the Grassroots Show. We appreciate you tuning in, and we'll talk to you again next Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Right here on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Never ever meet a guy like me. He was wrong. Believe.
station, 97.7.
Oh,
different.
Play a lot of different rock varieties.
You name it, they got it. They're amazing.
Your playlist.